At the beginning, Brother America is a non-profit organization to build a bridge between Brittany and USA for culture, economy. And Brother America Collective is to mix American musician with Breton musician to create a new sound. And for this year, 2018, I met Joe 1 year ago. And I showed him some gavotte, some kazabar, some Breton tunes. And I told him, what do you think about that? He says, that's really crazy. I want to be part of that project.
I'm going to ask Joe now what he thinks. Tell me how it came across when you first heard Breton music being played by Thomas.
He's a very skilled player, and I was instantly drawn to the rhythms. He's has an extensive knowledge of the traditional melodies, and when I first heard him play, I had no familiarity with the music at all, but I was instantly captivated by it because it's complex. There are what seems to be odd meters, but they're not really odd meters. They're just placements of the chords over a framework that is different than what I'm used to hearing. So it was very interesting to me.
I understand that you have a background in jazz. You play double bass.
Yeah, jack of all trades, master of none.
But you play with lots of well-known people in the States.
I play with some well-known bands across many styles, jazz, blues, country, gypsy swing music, rockabilly, so R&B.
You're curious about Breton music because it's a new form and...
Yeah, just I heard a little piece of it and it sounded good to me, and I'm always eager to find out new music and to explore, to figure out how it's to be done, you know.
And we had a good feeling also. It was a first tape.
Yeah.
A good feeling also with Joe, like the human feeling before the music feeling.
And yes. After,
because that's the most important in music also, is the interaction between musicians, not only on stage. For the Breton music, we have a strong connection with the dancer. People come to dance, and that's pretty unique. If you can just say, what was your feeling for the first gig in Brittany with around 3,000 or 4,000 people in front of you dancing?
Yes, there was an amazing percentage, a very high percentage of the people in attendance were part of this giant, interwoven, multi-level dance phenomenon happening on stage. It was really quite impressive to see how many people were taking part of this group dance, everyone interlocked arm in arm, going in every direction, concentric circles of dancers going counterclockwise and clockwise. It was quite amazing to see.
Your group is a collective, so musicians come and go. We're also joined today by Colm, who has joined you for this gig in the Interceltique Festival in Lorient.
That's right.
What instrument do you play, Colm?
I play violin.
Okay, and how did you get involved with these guys?
I was just listening to Joe there, and I realized that I met Joe many years ago playing swing jazz in San Francisco. And Joe and I have been recently playing over the last 3 or 4 years in a band together. We play a mixture of Irish music and other styles like jazz and swing and Brazilian, Cuban. So, and then when Joe was playing with the Breja America Collective in San Francisco, I went to the concert and I loved the music. And then I met Thomas.
Okay, and there's several other musicians who can't be with us this afternoon. Who else is there in the band?
That's a musician I play with from Breton music, like Lars Landa, one of the best singers in Brittany, Julian Lemontec, for the collective at the keyboard, and Gualtas Rialon at the saxophone on a bombard. And Lionel at the drums. It was also like Colm, the first time he played last Sunday with the collective. It was completely new. And also Simon. Simon was a part of the collective from 2017. And he played in Louisiana. And we invited him for the concert last Sunday and tonight also at the Tavern of Remova. Yeah, we discover all this sound, all the guy, and that's a collective. Just to have people, just to have a meeting around the music, but around discussion.
If I'm not mistaken, the collective's done an extensive tour of the States.
We had a good time on stage. The audience liked in San Francisco, San Diego, and California. The audience enjoyed the music. we enjoy the time together too.
Yes, it was a good connection. You know, the as musicians, we constantly meet new people. Our extended family grows a little bit with every meeting with new people. The family gets bigger, the connections get a little stronger, and that also holds true to the collective itself. With the addition of every new person, it changes the shape of the organization and the organism somewhat. Things will get a little more complex with the addition of each musical personality and everyone's individual personality. It changes the overall sound, look, feel, and shape of the thing. Yeah. But that's the beauty of it for me, because it's very organism is, when it's healthy, it's flexible and can allow the influences of new people to come on board.
I think there's something that Joe just said that I think integrates with other aspects of what Brecht America does, as well as the collective absorbing the people. I think Breton music is also incredibly strong and stable, and it shows the strength of the music that it can integrate with so many other styles, including jazz, and that it looks to the world and it integrates with other aspects and styles. This is what music should be.
Even though it's very traditional as well in its forms.
Yes, and but I think because people like Thomas have kept that tradition very strong, it seems to me that that allows it to also reach out.
We're in the center of Lorient here. Callum, have you ever been to Lorient before?
No, about 20 years ago, I was invited to play at the festival, and I couldn't for various reasons, and I've been wanting to come here for many, many years, and now I am, thanks to the Brecht America Collective.
Yeah, that's really great, because I lived 1 year and a half in San Francisco, and it's for that I met all this crazy guy.
Whereabouts are you from in Brittany?
I'm from Lorient.
I'm from Lorient, yeah. Okay. So you're at home today?
Yeah, at home. Yeah. That's nice to be at
home.
How
does it feel for the other guys to be here?
This has been great. I had a very long and torturous travel day to get here on Sunday, and as soon as I got out of the car from the airport, I instantly felt at home and welcome, and it was natural. I was very glad to be here.
I also had problems coming here, as one of the unusual aspects of this collective is that every day I get clothes from different members of the band because I lost my baggage on the way. Thank you, British Airways.
Yeah.
And so each day I hope, oh, maybe the baggage will come today and I don't buy clothes, and another member of the collective stands up, here's some underwear, Colin.
Well, that's brilliant. Great. Thanks very much. Brecht America Collective, Callum, Joe, and Thomas. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us
today.
And now we want to play a little bit of your music.